Good morning, high pressure, bringing us another dry but cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with many locations back into the teens and some lower 20s. This high pressure center will keep it sunny to start the day. However, as it tracks off the eastern seaboard, clouds will be allowed to flow in from the south and west. So gradually increasing and thickening clouds today, with a good chance of showers by the evening commute, especially in the Mohawk Valley, I-88 corridor in western Catskills, with showers overspreading the rest of the region through the early part of the evening. It's all a part of a weak disturbance that will be passing through the region over the next 12 to 18 hours. Out ahead of this disturbance, though, a southerly breeze will help push temperatures off our morning lows and through the 30s and into the lower to mid-40s for afternoon highs. Some spots may even reach close to 50 degrees in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England ahead of the precipitation. After the rain winds down this evening, we'll have cloudy skies and some fog overnight, with temperatures back into the 30s, and with a higher starting point, a better chance at reaching 50 degrees tomorrow. Another and stronger disturbance with more moisture to work with will move through during the day tomorrow, along with a cold front. This will enhance the precipitation. Showers will be likely through the morning, and a steadier rain in the afternoon through the evening. Perhaps even a few heavier bursts of rain with this front as it passes by during the latter stages of the day tomorrow. As we head into tomorrow night, it'll tend to dry out, and cooler air will begin to flow in. Another disturbance will head up the eastern seaboard on Friday morning. This has the chance to bring some wet snow to the region for Friday morning's commute, so we'll keep our eyes on that. Otherwise, drier air will tend to flow in heading toward the upcoming weekend, with highs in the 30s and 40s and a return to sunshine. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and evening across parts of north central and northeast Oklahoma, adjacent southeast Kansas, southwest Missouri, and northwestern Arkansas. Northeastward advection of warm, elevated air is expected to again contribute to increased instability by this afternoon. In the presence of strong shear beneath 40 to 50 knots of westerly jet stream flow, conditions should become conducive to the development of severe storms late this afternoon into the evening. This may initially include discrete storms with possible rotation. Before growing upscale, it appears that this latter activity will occur just ahead of a southward surging cold front, and stronger storms will be capable of producing large hail and locally strong wind gusts. To the north, in the colder air, freezing rain and some snow will be common in the Great Lakes and parts of the Midwest. Winter weather advisories are in effect for these locations. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 14 degrees, a northwest wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 17 degrees, the dew point 11, 77% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.39 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 11 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with late-day showers, highs in the mid-40s, Boston sun, then increasing clouds in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with rain, with highs reaching the middle 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 12, the average temperature 26, that's 12 degrees below average. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 3.2 inches of snow for the month, and 73.8 inches for the season, which is 18.6 inches of snow above average. There were 39 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 873 for the month, and 6,003 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 74, set in 1910, and the record low, 0, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:50 a.m., sunset this evening 7:13 p.m., 12 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with showers moving in later in the day today and highs in the mid-40s. Showers this evening, then cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any sun will continue to fade behind increasing clouds today with highs reaching the middle and upper 40s. Showers this evening, then cloudy with areas of fog tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with showers likely before the afternoon is through, temperatures reaching the lower and middle 40s. Showers this evening, then cloudy skies with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the middle and upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with showers moving in later in the day today and highs reaching the middle and upper 40s. Showers this evening, then cloudy with fog overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with showers moving in later in the afternoon and highs in the middle 40s. Showers this evening, then cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the middle to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, some heavier bursts through the evening with highs reaching to about 50. Mostly cloudy, some wet snow possible Friday morning, rain showers possible in the afternoon. Otherwise, cooler weather flowing in on a northwest breeze in the lower 40s. On Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, colder, snow showers in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, lower 40s on Sunday. And a chance for some snow on Monday in the lower 40s before we dry it out with lower 40s for highs again on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.